Testing, testing. Is this thing on? Ahem. This is Masako Mika, Chief Investigator of the St. Clair News. But from now on, make sure to call me Masako Mika! Oops. Force of habit. I'm staked out here outside the entrance to Nuts House, the mysterious accessory shop run by the total hottie Mr. Natsu! I'm waiting for all five targets to arrive, and then I'll make my move. Today, I'm definitely going to figure out the connection they have to this place, for sure! Ah! Here they come now!
But he's kind of smelling, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Rin! I've got this super great idea!
Oh, jeez. Here we go again.
So, next Halloween, see? Why don't we transform, right? And then we can go around to people's houses and give presents to the kids.
Huh?
And then we can get chocolates from boys and eat noodles and enter cosplay contests and...
Stop! Ugh, please just stop. First of all, that is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Second of all, do you even know what Halloween is about?
It's like Christmas, except with chocolate and cosplay?
You're hopeless. Just get in the store.
Righto!
Okay, target number one and target number two acquired. Let's review the information we've already gathered. Target number one, Nozome Imahara, a second-year student. Not a member of any known clubs. Doesn't really stand out, but is childhood friends with target number two, and seems to have made friends with the most popular and powerful people in the school. All indications are that she's a complete and utter idiot. Target number two, Rin Natsuki, also a second-year student and founding member of the futsal team. Known as the best all-round athlete in the whole school, but is actually really practical and down-to-earth. Her family runs a popular flower shop in town. Uh-oh! Someone's coming!
And action! So, do you really have to leave? Are you really going? I see. Please, don't go! I beg you! I want to be together with you. I want to know everything about you. Stay with me. Stay with me. Please. I need you. That's what my soul screamed into the night. But my mouth only said, take care. Maybe I went a little too far on the I need you part. Hey, everybody.
All right, target number three acquired. Target number three, Urawa Kasugano, a first-year transfer student. Child actor with a small role on a TV drama, she recently debuted as a singer with her first single. She doesn't seem to have many friends at school except for targets 1 and 2, as she is always heading off to do some gigs. She seems kinda ditzy, but maybe it's all an act! Oops, more are coming!
So, how's your latest story going? I'm really looking forward to reading it when you think it's ready, Komachi. Your writing is just so great.
Thank you. But... Sometimes I wonder, do you really enjoy my stories that much, Karen?
What are you talking about? Of course I do. I've loved your story since we were little. I still remember the first story you ever showed me. Do you remember what it was called?
Yeah, sure. Komachi's Magic Sweet Shop, right?
Right. I thought it was the greatest story I'd ever read back then. A poor girl wins a trip to a magic Japanese sweets factory, where these little people make all kinds of sweets and they sing and dance. It was so creative. I'm still impressed.
But it wasn't creative. It was just a copy of a movie I'd seen. It was terrible. Just garbage. The writing was poor, and the characters were all flat. It didn't even make sense.
Really? You shouldn't be so hard on yourself. You're only a kid. I remember really enjoying it. Really. Hey, maybe you could let Nuts read it. I bet he'd tell you how good it was.
No! No! I couldn't. I just...
Good afternoon.
Targets number 4 and number 5 acquired. Target number 4, Komachi Akimoto, 3rd year. Head of the school library and dreams of being a famous author. Quiet and reserved. Or perhaps she's always just off in her own imagination. Childhood friends was target number 5, and her family owns a venerable Japanese confectionery shop in town. Target number 5, Karen Minazuki, 3rd year. Student council president and the most powerful and popular person in the school. Her family is totally loaded, and she lives alone in a giant mansion with her butler, as her parents are always off touring around the world. For more details, see my special report, The Private Life of the Student Council President. Okay, that's everyone. Now I make my move. But first, I need to disguise myself. Nika! Metamorpho! Just kidding. Okay, this hat and sunglasses should work perfectly. There, all set. Here I go!